This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The World Health Organization says the COVID pandemic got in the way of efforts to control malaria, leading to tens of thousands more deaths and millions more infections around the world. Most of the malaria infections were in Africa. It's going to be one of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's last acts as leader before she steps aside in January. And she says she's pretty happy about the Marriage Act the House is expected to pass today. The AP's Jennifer King.
The House of Representatives is set to take a final vote Thursday on protections for same-sex marriages. The bipartisan legislation would also protect interracial unions. The Senate has approved it, and President Biden says he'll sign it quickly.
We've been asking Americans how they feel about the way President Biden's doing his job. The AP's Donna Warder.
55% of adults who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research disapprove of the way Biden is handling his job as president, while 43% approve. Only about a quarter of those surveyed say the nation is headed in the right direction or the economy is in good condition. Some adults say they don't completely blame Biden for inflation, but they question whether the president is doing enough about it. Other Americans say the Biden administration has done as much as it can.
A judge and a retired paratrooper are among the 25 people rounded up in Germany yesterday as authorities investigate an alleged far-right plot to overthrow the government. German officials say they expect more people to be detained now. Hundreds of journalists and other employees at the New York Times began a 24-hour walkout today, fed up with the pace of contract bargaining. Today, Philadelphia police will reveal the identity of a young boy whose battered body was found stuffed inside a cardboard box 66 years ago. He'd been beaten to death. This is AP News. It's the oldest DNA ever discovered.
It reveals what life was like 2 million years ago in the northern tip of Greenland. Study author Eska Villerslev says the previous record was DNA from a mammoth's tooth.
But this is a recovery of an entire ecosystem, right? So both plants and animals that are 2 million years old.
Greenland today is a barren Arctic desert. 2 million years ago, it was a lush landscape of trees and vegetation with an array of animals.
We find things like mastodon, which are extinct elephants, and they have never been found in Greenland or that far north before.
Researchers were able to get genetic information out of small damaged bits of DNA. The DNA also showed traces of animals, including geese, hares, reindeer, and lemmings. I'm Ed Donahue.
Air travel is rebounding. U.S. Airlines now returning to profitability, say analysts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.